I taught the Tzavas B'nai Yisrael, you should command the B'nai Yisrael, they should take to you Shemen Zayis olive oil, Zoch clear, Kosis Lamar, pressed for lighting. The Medrash Rabbah, quotes a pasuk over here. Ado d'ksiv zeis ranon, a leafy olive tree, yifei pri toyar, a nice shapely fruit, kara Hashem shimcha, Hashem called your name. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, capital Yud Aleph. Klal Yisrael is compared to a zeis ranon, kara Hashem shimcha. Zok the Medrash Mara Yirmiyah Limshal Yisrael Lezayas. Why would Yirmiyah see to compare Klal Yisrael to Isaias? Elokol hamashkin misarvin zebazeh. All liquids they mix with each other. VaHashem enayim misarv elo oimed. Stays in one place. It rises to the top. Kach Yisrael enayim misarvin maumois shenemar veloys eschatim b'hem. You cannot get married to them. Enayim misarvin maumois. So my Rosh Yeshiva going to Rabbi Sorotskin Zatzal. He asked the question, what's the dimyan between olive oil and klal Yisrael? Like olive oil, it's a mitzias. The liquids just don't mix. Olive oil cannot mix with other liquids. But in mitzias, klal Yisrael can intermarry. The Torah says, well, it's not, you're not allowed to. It's an isser in the Torah. But is it diamond to the olive oil? Mitzias, it can't mix. And over here, that's a liquid. They have the kai chab chira, and the Torah says not to. My Rosh Yeshiva, Zatzal said, Shema, you know, from over here, it's a mitzias in the Bria. That the same way olive oil cannot mix with other liquids, it's a mitzias in the Bria that Klal Yisrael cannot mix with other nations. And Satan Pasik, Va'avdol Eschem Mikol Ha'amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated us from the rest of the nations, he placed the mitzias in Klal Yisrael that we should find the Umas Ha'olam repulsive. In Mitzias, we can't mingle with the guy. It's Mias to us. Their ways are Mias to us. This is a Mitzias in Klal Yisrael. We can't mingle with them. And in Chas V'Sholem, we do. There's the old saying, if Yid is not Mekadosh himself, if we're not Mekayim, our natural tendency is to stay away from the guy. That's the natural tendency. If we want to break the Teva and go past that boundary line between us and the Goyim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu places in the Goy's head, just like it was in Mitzrayim, by Yokutsim B'nei B'nei Yisrael, they became Farmiyas. B'nei Yisrael Poru V'Yishritzu, the Mepharshim say, Nasu Kishrotzim Be'einayim. They became like the Shrotzim in their eyes. And this is what we find happened throughout history. Spanish Inquisition, or the Gerer Sfard. What happened over there? That means that the Malchus was against the whole business. They were against the church on that. You want to know why they were against it? Because there were so many Yidden that were intermarried with the royal family that they were against the whole thing. But it reached a point that Spain, that was a mukkam in history, a place of the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rajba. All the Gedolei Rishonim lived over there. And then they started with the mingling and with intermarrying. So Machtigai Havdol, and that's exactly what happened in Germany. The same exact thing. There was always sin in Germany. It was a 1,000-year thing, starting from the Crusades. There was hatred to the Yid. But we stayed away from them, and somehow or other we managed to survive. There were kufis, pogroms, yes. No question about it. But starting with the Haskalah, the Imamish started mingling, and Rachman al-Assam, we saw that Gevaldi Yechurban. The Mitzias and the Bria is there just like oil. Cannot mix with the other mashkin, so too it's a mitzias. Klal Yisrael cannot mix with the other grain, and it cannot be mekuyim. It cannot sustain itself. Michutz la paroiches asher al ha'edus. The menorah was outside of the paroiches, which is on the edus. That's the luchas. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis says that the menorah is edus hi leboi olam shashchina shayre b'Yisrael. The light of the menorah is Eidus v'Yisrael, that the Shekhinah rests in Klal Yisrael. My Eidus? Or it says that's the Ner Maravi. Ner Maravi, it's a shayla exactly. What the Ner Maravi was it the middle candle? pointed inwards towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Was it the second furthest candle away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim? But one of the candles had the exact same amount of oil as all the rest. And after all the others were extinguished, this remained all till the next evening. Umimena haya maglik. From that, he lit the other candles. Ubo haya mesayim. That was the last one that he lit. So that was Eidus Hi LeYisrael Shashchin. Eidus Hi LeBoy Oilam Shashchin Asher B'Klal Yisrael. Question is, what does that mean? Eidus Hi LeBoy Oilam. It's Eidus to the world. What world? Who was allowed in there to be able to see this nace? The people that did the avoda, that did the hatovas haneiris, the hadlokas haneiris, the ones that worked with the mizbeach hazov, with the shulchan, they were allowed into the heichal. Nobody else. Nobody else, even in Klal Yisrael, was allowed in there. And kal v'chaymer, then ben oishah kal v'chaymer goyim. So what does it mean? Eidus hi l'boy oylam shashchin esher b'Yisrael. So there was a maise that in the Yeshivas Chaim Berlin, there were those that wanted to institute a zach, I guess to raise money for the yeshiva and to be mefarsim what the yeshiva does. They should have programs of people coming to the yeshiva and they show them around and maybe they'll learn a little bit or whatever. And there's yeshiva of Hutnas, that's how I was against it. He was against it. He says, yeshiva's a makom kedusha, ach v'rak, l'inyonei kedusha, we're not a tourist agency. And he brought down this kash. Yes, this kash. What should Eidus Hi L'boy Oilam? No one's allowed in there. The Teretz is, if we do our avoid the Bekdusha V'Tahara, the message will get across to the rest of the world. Somehow, some way, the message will get across to the rest of the world. It'll become Yiduin Klal Yisrael, and from Klal Yisrael it'll spread to the rest of the world. How? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. But the yeshiva or a Beis HaMikdash, surely, is a makam ach v'rak l'kedusha, and nobody else sees it. It's done b'tzina. But from that amount, which is done b'tzina, and the few people that are Isaac in it, that spreads to Israel, that spreads to the rest of the world. He says the same thing. If we do our avodah, b'kedusha v'taharan the yeshiva, the message will get out to the rest of Yidden. It'll get out to it further and further away. This is a part that he said, b'negeh to this. It's also brought down, it was Margul Bepume of the Briska Rav. He says, I saw a lot of kamus, where things were widespread, that didn't lead to much echus, didn't lead to much quality. And I saw mirt kamus, a little bit, and it led to tremendous echus. Ten li yavna v'chachomel, Yoichan HaMazaka asked for yavna v'chachomel, there was a few chachom there. Kol HaTorah Kula today in Klal Yisrael as well. You know, Rebbeim started in Lakewood with a few younger whites and Bachrim, you know, it was a small amount. And look at the Torah that was spread from it. Because if we do our job at Dusha B'Tahara, same thing with Shamshon Rafal Hirsch is cited as an example. He did Auschwitz. He totally stepped out of the rest of German Jewry, total Havdalah from them. There were 11 families that he started with, that was Shema Shabbos or whatever, and that's what he built his Kehillah on. 11 families, and from that spread thousands. It was a big machlokes about it. You know, there were those who were against them. And Afal Pi Kein, by his badlus, by concentrating b'kedusha v'tahara on these families that were medagdim b'kala b'chamura, eventually it spread. And that's the word over here in the Beis Hamikdash, Eidus Hi L'boy Oilam, Shashchin Asher B'Yisrael. Va'ato hakrei ve'lecho, Es Aaron Ochicha ve'ezbon of Itoi, mitoich b'nei Yisrael, l'chahanoi li, to serve me. So, in this few psukim, it says the words l'chahanoi li three times. This is the first pasuk where it says it. Hakar ve'lechas Aaron Ochicha, mitoich b'nei Yisrael, l'chahanoi li. The second time in pasuk Gimel, v'osu as big day Aaron, Likachoy lechanoi li, and a third time in posik dalit, for also bigdei kodesh l'aron achicho lebonav lechanoi li, three times lechanoi li. So the shach Reb Shapsi Kain, there's a shach I will tell you that's not from Reb Shapsi Kain on the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Talmud of the Arizal. But Reb Shapsi Kain is brought down from him a word, what's lechanoi li? Says we find three Kohanim Gedolim in the history that served Bechuna Gedoyla for 40 years. One of them was Aaron HaKoyen, the second one was Eli HaKoyen, and the third one was Shimon HaTzadik. So that's the remez L'chanoi Li. Li is the gematria of 40. Three Kahanim Gedoyla. By Eli it says, who shofet as Yisrael Arbaim Shani was Kohen Gadol at the same time. So Eli HaKoyen, Shimon HaTzadik, Aaron HaKoyen, 40 years, three times L'chanoi Li. It says about the Choshen, Mishubotzim Yiyu B'milu Oysa. They should have settings that are carved out to fill up with the stones. V'avonim tiyena al shemois b'nei Yisrael shtei mesrei al shemoisam pituchei choisam engraved ish al shemoi tiyena shnei vaso shavet. So Rabbeinu Bachya says over here a very interesting thing. The Zohar was a basis, it was a base for the Avonim, for the precious stones. And the precious stones were a base for the Oishas. So he says, V'yesh b'kan ha-sayiris g'dayla. There's a big ha-sayiris over here. On the mile of the Torah. The Torah, Shlaim HaMelech says in Mishlei, is yikara mipninim, v'chol chafetim lo yishvu ba. All of the desires of man are not equal to the type. So he says, the Zohar is on the bottom. That's what everybody loves Zohar. Everybody wants gold, that's on the bottom. Higher than that even is precious stones. And what's engraved on the stones? The oisius of the type. He says, Torah comes out on top. That's the Torah that we should know. So break the Chofetz Chaim. Haley the Chofetz Chaim. Slusi Yogan Olein. Yes, like, what's the comparison? You're comparing two things from two different worlds. Diamonds and Torah. Torah is the word of Hashem. Diamonds is something, a mundane thing. It's like two different leagues. How could you even compare the two and put them next to each other to compare them? What's the pshat in this dimyon? So Chofetz Chaim says that the Rem is over here, and the Chachamim really say this, and Shlaim HaMelech says it, called Chatzel or Yishuba. Torah is worth more. Totally, Torah is picha. May alfei zov v'chesed. What did the Chachamim want to say? Well, actually, not with zov v'chesed, but over here with the stones. What's the remez? It says when you're measuring gold. So gold is measured in terms of weight. If you have 1 ounce of gold and 2 ounces of gold, so 2 ounces of gold are twice as much as 1 ounce of gold. Stones are not measured that way. Stones, if you have a 1-carat gem. And 1.1-carat gem, it's not just 1/10 more valuable. The value of it goes up tremendously. And if it's 1.5 carats in gem, it's way more. And twice the amount is like 50 times. I'm not a bucky, I'm not a jeweler, but it goes up not twice the amount, it goes up tremendously. She says, that's the pshat, that even that is not equal to Torah. When it comes to Torah, even the slightest bit of a difference in Torah goes a way that there's not even a comparison between the two. Chazal say, "Ein a doime mi sheshayna meya pa'amim l'shayna meya va'achas." A person learned 100 times, says, "There's it one more time." How much? Okay, it's better, but ein a doime. It's a different league. It's a different mamish, a different zach. And that's with the effort that it comes from mitzvahs, the effort that people put into mitzvahs. It's not the pshat, but a little bit more effort, it's a little bit better. It's not a little bit better. It's way better. That's just the way you find by precious stones. It's like that. And the Torah is greater than that. So in the Torah, in Ruchnias, the amount of effort that's put in is totally different. The Pasuk says, V'lo yizach ha-choshen me'al ha-eifoy. The choshen was on top of the ephod. The ephod was tied around the shoulder straps, and there was the strap around his waist, and the choshen was on top of that. The Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Ayin Beis says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar, ha-meziach ha-choshen me'al ephod loiket." If somebody moves the choshen away from the ephod, he gets malchus. Now, what's the connection? Why is there such an importance that the choshen and the eif therefore it should be together. If you move one away from the other, the apron is like an apron, and the cushion is the breastplate on top of that. You move one away from the other, you get malchus. Why is it so important that the two go hand in hand? So I once heard a pshat. Chazal say that the ephod was mechaper on avodah zarah. The choshen was mechaper on a psak that was made from a psak halacha. That was the choshen was mechaper for that. So if I suppose that there's a connection between avodah zarah and a krum of psak halacha, what is that connection? The closer somebody is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closer is his Seichel HaYosha. The more a person moves away, Avodah Zarah takes on many forms. It doesn't always have to be bound down to idols. Because I'll say that Avraham Avinu had 400 prokim in his Masechta Avodah Zarah. We only have 5. What's the difference? So Rosh Chaim of Olbas, that's all said, Avodah Zarah is not to bow down to idols. Anything that comes in between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a foreign Avodah. Avraham Avinu was so odak in Hashem that his sensitivities to any period between him and Hashem was much greater. So he had 400 prokim. He said, we're far from that, Madreig. So that's the pshat. If a person is totally odak in Hashem, his seichel is dovak b'Hashem, it's straight. He does not make mistakes in halach. The more krum a person becomes in his attitude to Hashem, in his connection with Hashem, so that's gurum that the seichel becomes mu'ukim, and b'meili he makes mistakes in psak halach. So I was thinking, it's a gevaldig pshat, but I was thinking that that mamash explains today how crazy the world is. If you think about what goes on in the world today, that something has happened, that there's a lot of space between the ears. Mamash, there's nothing going on in between the ears in the secular world. It's mind-boggling, the way of thinking. How did that happen? America used to be a pretty straight-thinking country. What was the pshat? And the answer is, when America was lechatchila founded, it was founded on an amun and a bayre yayim. Good, they believed in grace and yashku, whatever it was. But Rambam says it's avodah zarah. But be'etzel, they believed in a bayre yayim. I don't know if you're aware, but when the original Puritans came here to America, there was a very strong movement to make Lashon Kodesh the language of the land. You'd be massive that. Yale University on its insignia has Jewish letters, Hebrew letters on it. They, you know, that was their, there was a strong movement that they believed in Tanakh, they believed in the Bible, they believed in a Bayre Yayla. In the southern belt today, you have the old fashioned, you know, people that still have their Messiah and they believe in a Bayre Yayla. You know, so Kozmani has a belief in a Bayre Yayla. Our states, it's not the Yiddish a belief in a Bayre Yayla, but it is belief in a Bayre Yayla. So Mimela, there's straight thinking, there's family values, there's a certain Mahalach HaChayim. And America used to have that. But in the last 50 years, with the hashpah of the universities and the brilliant college professors and the liberal Mishigayim, and liberalism, it's been said, and it's such an emes, is a mental disease. Liberalism is a mental disease because what's done is when you don't believe in a Bayre Yalom, it turns around the brain. It's Olam Hafach Reisi. And that's this word that the Torah is telling us over here. Well, Yizach HaChoshim Me'alo Eifoy. Yisiyat HaDeshmaya and Seichel. It's a bracha. And that bracha only comes about because man, we're Odik and Hashem, we don't serve other deities, you know, other Zachim that take us away from the Bayre Yalom. Shivas yomim yilbosham hakohen tachtov mibonov. Asher yovei aloyel moyed b'shoreis b'kodesh. The son that takes over from Aaron, he has to wear the begotten 7 days before he comes to replace Aaron or his father in the avodah. The Gemara Masechta Tesumah Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis says, they learn from this pasuk that the son of the Kohen Gadol takes his place when he's Nifter. He's Mamala Malkim, he takes his place. However, it's only the son of the Kohen Gadol and not the son of the Kohen Mashuach Mulcham. Kohen Mashuach Mulcham, and that they picked somebody else, Lav Dafka, the son of the Kohen Mashuach Mulcham. and they learn out of this pasuk, because it says Shivas Yomim Yulboshim Hakayin Tachto Mibonov Asher Yovei Aloy Almoyed L'Shoreis Bakaydish. It's only someone that replaces the Kohen Gadol when his job is L'Shoreis Bakaydish. A Mashen came the Meshuach Vulchama. Over there, the son does not take over the father's place. So from this halacha, the Chofetz Chaim bayit the gevaldige halacha. From this limud, he bayit the gevaldige halacha. Ma'aseh shohaya kachoya. In one of the big cities, the Rav, who was a choshev goyim, he was nifter. So the people of the city wanted to be mamana somebody else to take over. It was a choshev talmud chacham. Came the son of this Rav, and he said, you know, I'm a talmud chacham, I'm roy, I could pass in halacha. And, you know, al pi din, when it comes to minuyim b'kodesh, when it comes to positions in Kiddusha, the halacha is that the son takes over. And there was a whole sitzuf, so they decided that they'll go to the Chofetz Chaim and they'll ask the Chofetz Chaim his psak, and they both agreed, whatever the Chofetz Chaim says, they will accept that psak. So the Chofetz Chaim quoted this pasuk over here, he quoted the Gemara in Yuma. He says, you see that a son takes over from the father when it comes to the Kahuna Gedoyel, the Shor is Bat Kodesh. But the Meshuach Mulchama says that not. He says, Memela, in the olden days, when everybody was on the same page, everybody wanted to do what's right, everybody wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the job of a Rav was to teach Torah and to Paskin Halacha and Zachem. So then it was talking to Rav Parshit that the son takes over from the father. But today a Rav has become a Meshuach Mulchama. With all of the foreign ideologies, with the different forces in the world that want to overtake Torah, and they want to be Mashpiel the Rav. So the Rav is not just there to teach Torah, the Rav is there to wage a Mulchama, to fight a Mulchama. So over there the son does not take over. The son is not automatically a Bar Yechayla. This is the Psak of the Kohen Gadol himself, the Heilig Yechavetz Chaim. Nairi Nairoz. Pasuk says, Vayiter, the keeper Aaron al Karnoisov Achaz Bashana. Aaron did the Avoida on the Mizbeach HaZohav once a year on Yom Kippur. Midam Chatos HaKippurim. Achaz Bashana Yechapur Olov L'Doi Rezeichem. Kodesh Kodosh Mul Hashem. So the Dubna Magid asks a question. It sounds like the Pasuk is a bit redundant. The keeper Aaron al Karnois of Achaz Bashona, Midam Chatos HaKippurim. Achaz Bashona, Yechaper all over the Dairy Seichem. What's the Torah repeating that? Yeah, we just said that. He's Mechaper once a year. Second of all, what's the meaning of the Dairy Seichem? And it seems like a Dover Pashi that this Avodah goes on every single year. So it seems like a Dover Pashi is the Dairy Seichem. So what's the Pshat? So the Dumna Magid says like this. He says that the Shevet HaKohanim was chosen Ayidei HaKadosh Baruch to be Meshamesh with the Avodas HaKohanim. No other Shevet. Somebody that comes from another Shevet, he could be the Gadol Hador, he could be a Goyin, he could be a Tzadik, in Ma'isim Tovim, in Midas, and all things, he have all the Ma'ilas. He's not right to do this Avodah. So Kevin Klein, what's the Pshat? What's the Shevet Yerusha by something like that? Bishlam by money, something which is physical. So the father's nifter, it goes over Biyushin to the son. But over here we're talking about Ruchni is the Kavayda. So why should that be something which is given over Biyushin? So the Lubna Magid says that there's a medrash that says Avraham Avinu is Rosh Lamulim. He is the head of the Gemalta ones. Yitzchak is Rosh Laner Kodim. Yitzchak is the Rosh for those that died Al Kiddush Hashem. Yaakov is Rosh L'Tmimim. Aaron is Rosh L'Kohanim. He's a Rosh for Kohanim. So what's meant us? So Dr. Dubna Magid, that Aaron, HaKohen, was so mois and nefesh for the Avodah. He did it with such Kiddusha V'Tahara. He infused the Avodah with such a high madrega, and it permeated his whole essence, his whole being, that it became a chelik of his genes. And Memele, that went over Biyerusha to his son and to his son and to his son. There's a Gemara that says, Ha'ovis Rotsu Lefonai Kisusim. The others ran before me like horses. What does that mean, like horses? A horse without a tail, a hairy tail that comes out, is not a horse. So just like they have their characteristics that they're mirish to their offspring, the others and Doishim, they were so avatal themselves to the Madreya that there was no Kayach HaPhira by them. There was no more, any more, they totally umavatal themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It became a chelik of their nature. And once it became a chelik of their nature, so now it goes down to the Yerusha teaching everyone who was Nafesh Teisach. If the person wants to go against his Teva, you know, it's always Shaykh. It's always Shaykh. The total Kayach HaPhira wasn't taken away. But the natural Kayach of the Yid is to go in the ways of the Avos HaKadoshim. And that's the same thing with Aaron HaKohen. So when Dr. Dubna Magid, that when the next generation and the next generation and the next generation, when they do the Avodah, it's Aaron HaKohen doing the Avodah. It's an extension of Aaron HaKohen. Because he is the one that placed himself into such a matziv that is brought Karad Avu Amanish, and for future generations, it's like Aaron HaKohen is there. So that's the Peshat and the Pasuk over here. The Chiper Aaron al Kanois of Achaz Bashona Midam Chatas at Kippurim. But that's not where it ends. It goes to the next generations as well. Right? The Chiper Aaron al Kanois of Achaz Bashona Midam Chatas at Kippurim. And the Meilud Achaz Bashona Yechapro Olav L'Doy Reseichem. It's Aaron al Kohen that's giving me Mechapro on you L'Doy Reseichem. Because his children and his grandchildren, and Kama V'Kama Doyers later, they are really the embodiment of Aaron. And even if they're not mamish holding on the same Madrega, Peshtesa, they have to be holding on the Madrega. And we also saw in the history that Kehanim did go off the Derech. There were those of Bnei Chashminoi that they did. Yes, it did happen. Oh, but the Metzias is, their natural tendency is, and their natural Ruchnis, the Kekoichas are, that when they're Meshamish in the Beis HaMikdosh, it's Aaron HaKohen that's there. So that's the Peshat. And that's why he says L'Doy Reseichem. It's Aaron that's being Mechaper L'Doy Reseichem, because his children are an extension of him. And he placed that into them with his tremendous Mesiris Nefesh and his Avoyde B'Gdusha V'Tahar. A good Shabbos. That's why he says,